talking today to a real survivor. William Benz is the founder and president of Lakewood Brewing Company. And he's been doing it since 2012, which doesn't sound long, but in that business, I'm telling you, that's an eternity. There have been a lot of casualties along the way, and Wim joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So congratulations for making it this long. So you've been through a couple of cycles. You've been through, you've been through COVID and everything else. What's the landscape like out there? Is it still a competitive business having this independent craft brewing?
It's a battle zone out there. We're going up against a lot of headwinds, not to mention inflation and possible tariffs on our aluminum and all that stuff. So it continues to be competitive. The consumer keeps changing preferences. First, it was seltzers that took a big bite out of craft. But then when that died down, COVID was kind of the everyone became a whiskey connoisseur. And then, now it's THC and Delta 9 and all the other things.
That's the competition now.
That's the competition. Yeah. If you go to a Total Wine, you'll see plenty of, let's say, alternative use products.
That's amazing. So tell me, first of all, you brought up tariffs. I'd really thought about that. So aluminum, is that the big scare? Because you can a lot of your products.
We can everything. And most of the craft beer industry cans their product.
As opposed to bottling.
Kind of fallen out of favor. During COVID, we had shortages. That was due to shipping, not necessarily to tariffs. But, I mean, we're keeping an eye on it. Nothing. The price hasn't changed yet. But, it's coming. It's probably coming.
You know, and it seems like one of the first times we talked, one of the challenges were liquor laws. Mm-hmm. Remind me, you could produce it, but you couldn't sell it where you produce it, or it couldn't be consumed on site?
Correct. In 2012, when we opened as a manufacturer, we could produce beer, we could sell it wholesale to a distributor or distribute ourselves, but we could not sell for consumption direct to the consumer. That changed in 2015, where manufacturing breweries were allowed to sell for on-premise consumptions, and that's when we opened up our tap room kind of full time. And then in 2019, just a few months before the pandemic hit, manufacturing breweries got the opportunity to sell beer to go, which saved our butts in the pandemic.
So how do you compete? I mean, if an airline is seeing a slowdown, I mean, they take out ads in the paper, they have a sale, and they mark down prices until people start calling. I mean, you don't really have that luxury. How do you compete?
Yeah, we don't. Beer is not very, beer prices, at least on the shelf, are not very elastic. The price of a six pack really has not kept up with inflation over the last, let's say, 15 years. But costs go up, right? So what do we do? Well, we're diversifying. We have joined the Delta 9 crowd and we're contracting some of that. We also contract cider. We contract other people's beer breweries who don't have the capital or the wherewithal to open up a brick and mortar.
Really? You have that capacity to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. We have extra capacity. So we try and fill it.
Interesting. What about brands? Cause you roll out, I mean, you've had, what was it? The Tiptus Blonde.
Yeah.
And you're always bringing out new stouts or whatever else. Does that stimulate business? And how do you get word out on something like that?
It does. It does. Temptress Blonde is our newest Seduction Series beer. So it's a variation on Temptress. But this one is a little more out of left field. It is a blonde stout or a golden stout, I should say. So it looks like, a yellow, clear beer. But we add coffee and we add vanilla. So when you close your eyes, it smells and tastes like you're drinking a stout. So it's a little bit deceiving.
So what about for distribution? Is your distribution just in Texas or around here?
Distribution is just statewide in Texas. We do about 60% of our business in DFW. And then we're in all the major metros, San Antonio, Austin, Houston.
Is it hard to break into new markets like that? I mean, I guess it It must depend on your distributor.
It depends on a distributor for sure, and the relationship you have with the distributor and the retailers. Texas is a very chain-heavy state, meaning that if you get into HEB or Kroger or Walmart, that can be some really significant volume, but you got to know how to play those corporate games as well.
So what's next for you? Like I said, I was over there. I was by Lakewood Brewing on a Saturday in February. The place was packed. Is that a big growth area? I mean, your tap room?
It is. Yeah. Tap room is absolutely killing it this year. A lot of people are coming out. Families are coming out. We have a beautiful beer garden in the back. Plenty of room to stretch out and find a Adirondack chair and enjoy a beer and a flatbread.
So still a family run business? You get
absolutely 100% family owned.
And deep roots in it too. That's Lakewood Brewing Company, which is now, what, 13, I guess, going into your 14th year of business.
Yes, we are early teens. We have a lot of hormones.
Wim Benz is the founder and president. It's good to have you with us. Continue to do well. Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.